Welcome to the Destruction Podcast. We are entering round two of a classic game with house rules up the ass.
Heyo.
Rush's turn.
Yeah, it is.
Rush is having a smoke.
This is Rayman, and that is...
I'm David Hayes.
And this is...
Mugsy Man. The fucking Russians. If you can only see the board, people, it's interesting. There's a whole lot of fucking tanks.
Aye.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I wish you could see. Dave, you should take a picture of that fleet.
I have to fight it.
If I don't fight that, what are we talking about? Yes.
I don't know, man.
This is only round two. If you look at it, folks, for those guys that can knows what the income is and everything, it's financially impossible for Germany to have this at the beginning of round two without cards. Russia's going to get their card. Maybe it's going to be next. It's my turn to draw a card, and I guess I'm up. No, Mugsy, you're drawing a card.
Russ's turn.
Would you like me to?
No, get your hands up. Yeah, it's not worked well for me since everybody else is fucking.
Does it work better now? Sir, there's an extra $12 million in your service money. No? Nah.
This one's weird. I always wished it was in Los Angeles, people. I'm familiar with the characters since I've played with them since, you know, I was a teenager. Admiral Sir. Word has just come in that the U.S. Navy has just received extra money from the government. Quickly, they produce one aircraft carrier with one aircraft on board. Place in Washington.
Oh, yeah, that should be San Francisco.
It should be.
I'm wondering about, but how many U.S. aircraft carriers were there in the Atlantic thing? They didn't really have one or need them.
But they moved it.
Well, they probably had a couple of them med.
They moved it.
But what good were they in Normandy and D-Day?
If I remember correct, no. Yeah, really.
The Mediterranean, they'd be...
He's not going to come after you now, okay.
Right. In the Mediterranean, they'd be useful as hell.
Look at this. Oh, if I get British convoy, I'm dead. People.
Oh, that's going to be flipped over.
It's going to change so fast next round.
I didn't collect as the
Let's pick up the pace, because this is getting really good.
36, 40,
oh, yeah. 39.
I can't hit this, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So many ones, man. I've only got two threes.
Dog, are you going to try to whittle all those? Keep in mind they're twos.
Yeah, I know your twos. Yeah, that's why I'm talking about whittling.
Well, I need a buck for development on this
one. 2, 4, 6.
You don't have to be a genius to figure out what the fuck thing I'm going for.
2, 4, 6.
Much less a live recording of an internet.
10. It's not live. We covered that already.
Oh, yeah.
12 ones.
We're not streaming.
Deacon, you're up to tech.
Are you out of your gourd? What?
Gourd. It's Gourd's a sacred Canadian name.
Gordon Lightfoot?
Nobody's out of their gourd. Gordy Howe.
That, too. That's a good one. I like it.
I like it. I like French fried potatoes.
Almost all your infantry. Go, cock. You got 12 twos. Did you hit?
You didn't.
No hits.
Is this? Oh, nah, here I am worried about this.
Layers. Did you throw any money at...
No, I had no money. I got to buy nine guys, man. Look at the fucking tank. Got to get nine tanks.
Agreed.
Once.
He does have nine tanks. If I don't take Eastern Europe, he has nine tanks rolling up my ass.
10, 12... Twos.
You pretty much have to.
That means I must dip into reserve dice.
I've taken almost all his infantry. I gotta at least start next round. I gotta hit four times again, but it'll be probably not.
It's actually not nine tanks that he's got rolling up your ass. It's 12, 13.
Yeah, if I didn't attack.
13. Right. 2, 4, 6.
No, you have 12.
No, he's got 9.
10.
No, because you're going to kill infantry. What are you talking about?
I killed almost all of them.
I think Corelli is history.
Got four, anyways. We'll see. After this roll, we'll
it's going to be called.
Did you get any infantry? Any tanks?
No, we're good. I got four of it.
It's Adolfgrad after this round. Not Leningrad.
I was wondering what the fuck you said. Adolf.
8-1.
I had a girl in the back seat last night.
Good man.
She told me that...
And by good, I mean, what the fuck?
She told me that...
I still didn't get any of
She told me Hitler was a Jew. She asked me.
Hitler is a Jew. Hitler was a Jew.
He was Austrian.
He was a Jew.
No, he wasn't Jew.
That was my answer, too. No. He was Austrian.
Lenin was half Jew. Hitler was not half Jew.
He was from Austria.
Yeah.
And he went to a country and made that country take over Austria.
Right.
Yeah, that's the biggest prick shot in the world, man. That'd be like Bush, when he was doing his thing, fucking, you know.
No, it's nothing like that. Well, it's like Napoleon, who's from Corsica.
That's right. That's a good point. He was from Corsica.
Giving glory to the French.
Yep. Why'd that happen? Isn't that weird? They find a comfortable zone and they did that like crazy. Kings did that like crazy. He's
from Corsica.
Just
Corsica.
Go find a land. I like this land. I think I'll kill everybody.
Right.
But you know what? They did that to Newfoundland, too. Eh? They killed all the Mi'kmaq Indians off Newfoundland. They fucking wiped them right out. Yeah. White people came out and said, fuck, we want this, blah, 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 blah.
It's the closest thing.
Hey, they're going like, we don't even fight here, man. Go pick on the Mohawks, man, the angry-looking ones. They fight. Because you had such friendly Indians, and then you had such... Like, they fought amongst themselves. Don't think we came to a peaceful land. The Indians were fighting amongst themselves worse than we were fighting, you know? They'd fucking... But then we just added tobacco and alcohol. We added gunpowder and tobacco, alcohol...
Yeah, don't forget all the fucking diseases we get.
Like, as if there wasn't something that they were fucking using to get high or stoned or whatever, like, drunk or whatever, before we came around. They were into all that natural shit. Yeah, that's a few.
Okay, so how many did you hit me second round?
Two.
Two.
Fuck it.
Just killed your infantry. 2, 4, 6, 8. Well, no, I got 2 infantry left.
No, you're not. No. You need to retreat strategically at a certain point.
I got 2.
I think I'll keep going.
Germany's infantry is gone. Germany is sitting with 6 tanks left.
I gotta stab at the fucking tank.
He still has... He could take him down to 2 infantry and probably still take 3 more.
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Fuck, you got 6 ones and 2 threes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He could take me down. He could take me down to 3.
Fuck him up with better dice than that. Well, you got all your 6s out of the way. Now hit your 2 threes.
Enjoying too much.
Still rolling. Fuck.
All right.
That's not good.
1, 2.
Yeah, we got 2. That's the beauty of tanks. Just keep going, man, because his tanks defend it. Shit, but they attack like a motherfucker.
He is doing the right move.
I gotta hit 2 threes.
You're excited. Right. I'm fucking excited.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many did you get total, dog?
2.
Give me a number.
2.
All right, here we go. 2.
Sweet. You can even bring Colossus up to Corelli and have them all.
We're down to 3.
Fuck, dude, I dropped a dice.
You want to keep going?
2 ones.
Crazy, of course.
2 threes.
Yeah! Got one.
Keep going.
What did you get?
2.
Oh, you're down to 1 tank.
Yeah.
You roll a 6. Every time you roll 2 threes, one of them's a 6.
Where did that dice go? Underneath you.
Hit! Good fight, Muggsy. I'm surprised.
Good. 3 for Russia.
Came out of the gates well on that one.
No.
That was a good tactical move.
But he won with just win enough or guys lose. To keep your tanks out of Corellia.
Yeah, but he got the point. He didn't even think he was going to whittle.
No.
He went from whittle.
No, he did, I wanted to not whittle. He doesn't want these 6-7 tanks.
But you didn't think you were going to win like that.
I didn't
think
I was going to win at all. No, I didn't think
so. No. So therefore, you're going for a whittle.
I hit 4 times the first time. That was good. And I hit 3 ones. I hit 3 ones.
Tony Whittle or win.
Once you got through those infantry, it was fucking stay or die.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they look so big. They're big piece of plastic.
2 threes.
Fucking defending like them.
Like these look deadly.
Miss.
It's only 2 twos. It's only 2 twos. From here, it looks like they're coming.
Hey, cock. Crank tongue, go.
Crank tongue.
We're not talking about Germany now.
Here we go.
Now it's Japan.
Oh.
Nice.
Fuck.
Another same fucking roll.
Oh.
7 of 4. You closer. Got one. Dude, he's still rolling 4s.
Got
it. Yeah.
Mark up another 3.
There you go. Now you can use that card.
And I miss. Imagine?
Put down like 3 battles.
Shut the fuck up. You got the factory.
You still got to buy them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy them. Well, yeah, but it's a big fucking opportunity. If he's got that factory, boom, you're laughing 3 units.
I was talking to my partner. Maybe you could shut
my
up.
My intelligence has picked up your fucking code.
Yeah, he does.
And broke
what,
it.
He knows what card we got.
You've got people I know.
On a keeper.
But the thing is, it's never going to be played. It's never going to be played.
Tell us what keeper you got.
Why would I ever? Unless, if I do, the game is already over.
The game is over.
No, mine. Seriously.
Tell us. I see the only thing. You're dead. I got the card right here. Look. What?
Hey, God. Tell us the keeper we got.
Well, I'm thinking that because he said I could buy three of something.
You said the number three. You fucked it up.
I don't care.
Speaking
I
of know fucking it up, did you know. Take a card at the beginning of this round for wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave us that
what
fucking...
What card was it?
The carrier with the...
Beauty. Excellent. Carry on.
Yeah, that's a beauty. Right. That's going to come into effect, fucker. That's a sneak attack right there on that thing.
Pretty much.
If I ever get a chance.
Oh, Buffalo. How about if you suck less cocks and score more touchdowns?
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. The Buffalo Bills would suck less cock and score more touchdowns.
What do you think?
Dave, stop editing now.
Well, the Buffalo Bills do suck cock.
What do you think?
Fucking useless.
Should I send one?
Are you sure they're not canoe lickers?
Send them both up.
They
send
could
him
be
east.
Canoe.
What? No, send Colossus and... Oh, no, never mind. What can you do?
I could send one east.
You bought 9 infantry, right?
You send one east. I'm going to be fucking 30 mil this round.
Why not? Because America can fortify Kwangtung, but don't forget he's got transports that can move guys all
That's
the way
why I'm saying
place,
bring another guy this way. Just That's what I'm doing. It doesn't matter. They're already coming.
What are your... Oh, never mind.
Where's my fighter?
Well, yeah, the 9 got to go down in Corellia. Yeah, Colossus can protect the cock.
As long as he doesn't get airborne. Which you have to...
Oh, with airborne...
You got to watch. You got to watch everything. Everything. It could be instant airborne
Wait,
now.
He doesn't have a bomber.
He doesn't have a bomber.
No, that's true.
Japan doesn't have a bomber either.
No.
He can get airborne, it wouldn't matter a goddamn thing. We got time to protect
if he
develops airborne.
That's right. That's right.
I was just thinking.
You must think about that. Yeah. And then you must look and go, oh, he didn't bring the Heinkel in, he brought the JU-88.
Yeah.
Very versatile bomber, the JU-88. Actually performed as a fighter at times.
Wasn't this
Okay, I'm going to change
It performed
this
as
up
a fighter late in the war, and they... found that they were getting shot down like crazy because they knew they weren't fighters because bombers have that glass fucking bottom on the nose, right? Yeah. So they painted the fucking... No, how the fuck did that happen?
The belly gunner you're talking about?
Yeah. I think...
They were big. They weren't small, like a fighter. They weren't all tucked in like a little dipsy-doodle thing.
Then
they were. They had big gull wings and fucking.
I saw
big
a documentary
gear,
on the
rigid landing
on the JU-88, and I think what they did was, they fucking had some going out as multitasking, like as fighters.
Right.
And they found they were getting shot down because people knew they weren't bombers; they were going right after them. Or some fucking
thing. Couldn't outfly the fighters anyways. The fighters were much more powerful.
They painted fucking windows on the bottom of the fucking thing.
Did they really?
So they look like bombers for some...
That's funny, because the F-18 did that.
But now when I think about it, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Sure it would.
No. Why would you want a fighter to look like a bomber? Because if I'm fucking going after an Air Force...
No, you're right.
I'm shooting the bombers down first.
You just said you're going... Yeah, the bombers are going to do the damage.
Right, so
fighters
you go after
just,
the bombers.
But you gotta take a look.
I can't remember why, but I know there was a version of the JU-88 that they painted a glass bottom on to make it look like a bomber,
is that
even though
right?
It was a bomber,
like
but it was being used as a fighter.
Maybe to distract them. Well, that makes sense. To distract them to going after that fleet,
they
and then the bombers can do the fucking work.
Thinking, hey, this thing can't fuck with me, but it was loaded with
fighter guns. Wait now.
Guns. I can't remember.
I got a question. Before they did that paint job on the bottom,
Did
they beef it up with extra guns?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It was used
they
might as
have
a
beefed
fighter.
It up to be a decoy almost.
Yeah. At any rate, Russia's turn is done.
Russia's turn is done.
Roll
and they're
tanks.
Collecting 30 mil.
Ooh, that's
Germany.
Too much.
Go.
That's 10 infantry.
Oh, 30 in.
It's good.
That's fucking 10 infantry can.
Listeners, tell me if this is irritating as fuck. I'm hating these squeaky chairs. Editing out squeaky chairs. Leaving squeaky chairs in. Pain in the fucking ass. So, listeners, send us some wooden stools. Bar stools. We're bar stool height. We could get this down to
kitchen table
height.
Captain chairs, please.
Yeah, but then chairs take up too much room.
No, they'd be what regular chairs. They're cheaper and easier to get a hold of.
True that.
One dice.
Got six at my house. And it wouldn't be squeaky. We gotta buy bar chairs because the table's so high.
So high, man.
Yeah, you guys are high. I'm contact high.
I might be a little bit high.
A little bit contact high. And a little bit rock and roll.
Look at the fuck. See? I'm telling you. I don't know what it is. Those two tanks for Russia, you grab a piece of fucking Japan land no matter what. It's every time it's happened. Every time I've done
crazy
it.
Crazy with them fucking
every time Russian I've done tanks it, just Latin. Took Hong Kong.
They take fucking Japanese territory.
Plain tongue is Russia's. And I'll tell you this, the Japanese.
I could have done even better by taking Manchuria in the first round.
That's right. The Japanese, although they have transports up
I'm
the
drawing
Wazoo,
a card, people. The new card says on the
3rd of May.
Wrong. 4th.
That's what I was thinking. 3rd of
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. Always.
Yeah. No. The second round. What is it? 3 out of 5? 3 out of 5.
This is round 2, Brick. What are you saying?
Germany's second round.
Read the
card.
Due
to a shortage of natural resources, all Axis and Allies surface ships move one space for one round.
Well, that means at least my subs can meet up with my
That's until I
again.
Go again.
Until the end of Russia's turn.
Put it up.
Next round.
No, I don't really have a place to put it up. I'm going to put it out. How's that?
Put it in South
put
America.
Put it right up here.
Put it in South America.
Try not to bend it.
Because it's that
South.
We won't know whose turn it is. It's in
America.
Front of German.
Oh, okay.
It's in front of Germans.
I know. We all know that.
Right, so
true that.
We will remember Germany.
Remember.
Wow. Could you be more metrosexual?
Okay.
Does anybody want a beer? If he misses, you get the fuck out.
I've lost 12 times in a row. Okay, Isaac has won 12 times. So that means he's never been on my team.
Are you going to do on the destruction website, are you going to put this year's
ratio?
You know how you tallied up last year?
At the end of this year, yes.
I've got some numbers to post now.
I got last year, enough. I think I was 2 under 500. So.
Well, Dan was crushing all of us, and I was fucking hating it.
Yeah, but he's a dick. He fucking keeps saying it every time. Yeah. Every time, I won 19 in a row.
I don't keep track of how many times I won in a row. I'm like,
I keep track of how many times I lose in a row.
What do I got to do today? Today, I'm worried about. Not fucking yesterday. I don't give a shit about yesterday. Let's have a look here, Ray. Or we'll tell you. This is
I don't want them. Just post them.
Our 2012 standings are Dave, 15 and 10.
15 Muggsy, wins, 10 losses?
Right. Muggsy, 14 God. And 10.
Wow.
So he can't go ahead of me now because he's my partner.
What am I, like 2
Ray
and...
Ray is two 9 and 14. You're not that far.
Nine right. wins and 14 losses.
Yeah, start. Yeah, but he's not going to win this.
And guest, which would cover
Dave Bentham, maybe Copper
Boy. I don't
think
Dave Bentham's been here this year. Last year,
just the Copper Boy.
Copper Boy, Adam.
No, no, Adam.
Steve.
Malachi Crunch, Randy.
Malachi Crunch, yeah, Randy.
Oh
Randy
yeah, 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 season. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Randy came and played with us on the night.
You know
May.
What? I got two shit faced. I don't
won?
Even remember that.
Remember. Because you're
I
so fucking so hammered
fucking
that day.
Loaded.
We had to eat more food.
Was that the choo choo day?
Yes.
Was it?
Oh, was yeah. that the day I brought
we had the Russian spread here?
Fucking,
it was vodka
I could
day.
Fucking,
last time
I could function, but I could not remember.
No, I didn't remember. Anyway, Mr. Malachi Crunch, Randy. Thanks for coming.
We'd like to have you again.
Yeah, we miss you. Even though I don't remember a damn thing about you.
We should have had him over
Remembrance Day. Well, get him on May. See if he wants
to
go.
That's a long way away. We got to have him before then.
Yeah,
but,
that's true. We'll probably see him before 20.
Remembrance Day was on a Sunday this year, and that really screwed us up, I think.
I got another buddy who's interested in playing.
It couldn't be really early because you were working the night before. But anyway, that's the standings. Our guests, which... Randy Adam, would be one.
Yeah,
played 42. Adam would be the other guy, and I think Jeff.
At the beginning, very happy.
That
your
was
son,
over
Jeff?
Your place, yeah. Because he no,
Does
that
go
would
back
have been
that,
that would have been for last
that
year.
That would have been the end of last year, yeah.
So maybe
Adam won a couple though, didn't he?
I don't know who the other was. Did Adam come twice?
He came two or three.
That's
times.
Right. He would have been the guest when he was at your place.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's the standings for this year, and it's almost done. It looks like it's Muggsy and I are neck and neck.
Hey, do you think that we could
be opposite each other for a while?
Yeah. Right.
Do you think if we started just like sometime, just sometime, okay? I'm going out on a limb here, Ventura. Mm-hmm. But sometime we could start in the afternoon, like we normally do.
Yeah.
Not really hit the booze too hard, no burning
and
or nothing.
The next day.
Have Zach over for about 4 hours, play around with the big boys. And then he'd have to go home. We'd have to set up arrangements or whatever. But wouldn't that kind of be cool? Like maybe 4 or 5 hours? Or do you think that'd be too much? It'd be
him
fuck
and Victor
this and
talking about the kid.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
That's right. We could have him and Victor.
Yeah.
Victor on one
lay
side,
five,
him on the other
lay
side.
The five.
And have two on the yeah, five players.
But you'd have to watch the mouth around
classic.
Yeah, we
the little guys.
No, we're gonna swear like crazy.
No, you can't. Not
well, they
Zach.
Need to learn how to
Zach
swear during
no,
a war
I don't
game.
Wanna do that.
Zach came to a couple baseball games. I'm sure he heard a couple.
Well, yeah,
Victor.
I know, but I don't
know.
Oh,
Zach was sitting on the park bench and one of the guys got pissed off about something. It was like, fucking bullshit, fuck this, fucking you guys are assholes. And it was like, and Zach just kind of looked at me like,
you know, that's yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking.
Baseball game, and that's all I said to him. He just kind of like, I said, hey, you don't use that.
Victor,
you know, you don't use that language around
shocking.
Ladies is the one thing, and you know, around your family. Is
that's
it? You,
right.
You want to talk like that? Or
mom and dad.
Yeah.
Victor's been going to the Canucks games. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And last game, they got behind the fucking opponent's bench, and they're fucking.
Oh, the giver. Oh, my God.
It to these fucking guys. And she says, the guy, or he says, the guy's fucking going crazy. He's banging a stick, like telling him to fuck off and all this shit. And they almost got thrown up, and then the fucking the Canucks at the end of the game are like, hey, come over here. Like, next week, Port Colborne's in town. You guys do the same goddamn thing. The fucking team told them to come back and
that's
give it to Port Colborne next game.
Nice, their little rooster.
So they're coming back next round to fucking give it to them. All right,
let's roll them up.
Are you swearing? He's like,
Yeah.
He's 11. He's like, a little bit.
That's funny. Well, I grew up with a strong belief that what parents do.
Yeah, but there's exceptions. The locker room. If you have your kid come to your shinny and he comes into the locker room with the boys after,
I
know.
You
got to
deal with the locker room
time.
In baseball games, the same.
But the thing is,
every now and again, a little
what parents do in moderation, kids do in excess.
Yeah.
And it's so true. You can see society growing that way.
Not true.
And you got to watch.
Never had a beer. Ever.
That whole theory is blown away by just that one beer. Anyways,
I don't do beer in moderation, though.
So,
I do it in excess.
But what I've learned,
so maybe,
that's right,
it's
maybe
the
too much excess.
Do it at all.
Moderate the kid.
Still Germany's turn, go. Where'd you get all these planes from?
You got two from fucking the cards, remember?
Oh, where'd this one go there? Oh.
You got two from cards. He doubled his fighters.
What are you doing first?
I'm doing this.
Scramble bombers.
Scrambling bombers.
I'm bringing the tanks.
I'm gonna scramble my factory too.
Got you,
factory
got
rolls at six.
Bubble.
Okay, what's going on there, you prick shot? Fuck,
took
cock.
3 points like a cock. Now he's collecting too much because he's.
Did you mark the board?
Brickensy.
Hey,
I did. I'm way up.
Good.
No,
go.
You're not up high enough.
Fighter upon sub. Yes, because that thing can
retreat.
Yeah, I did. That was weird.
I did too. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Came from there.
From the glass.
Your glass
is calling me.
Fill
it up.
I think you got sub up here in the big one.
That was a nice run on the 1 yard line there, yeah.
Four threes. Couple. I've got a one.
I got
three and a four.
Swollen head blues.
Three.
That's not good.
Four.
I'm not gonna fucking. It's fighting at a four. He means nothing to me.
Yeah, he's not going to be any threat of it.
The big
sort.
Shitty is gone.
Didn't think you'd continue, pussy.
Pussy! You are what you eat.
Is Germany done?
No.
Okay.
Oh! Did I move any ships more than two? Because we reneged.
What ships? You have no ships. They're all dead.
I had one sub.
Yeah, and it's dead. It died in this fight here.
Yeah, but where'd it come from? Doesn't matter. That was either
came
here.
Came from here. It died.
Yeah, it wasn't down here. No, but I couldn't move it. Oh. Surface.
It was here. It
doesn't
was
matter.
In,
doesn't matter. Surface.
Hudson Bay. Surface. Oh, you got a thing. Oh, yeah.
We all got a thing. We got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's right. We have...
It's up. Yeah, I got to put it up.
our planes.
If it's standing
put it in South America, we know it's
no.
Russia gets to it changes yeah, in Russia, at Russia's turn.
Do you have cards?
I haven't pulled a card yet.
Then they should be in there. Then maybe.
No. Do you think what a keeper?
Well, don't you think?
No, because we need to look at it. You don't need to know we have a keeper.
No, I know, but I need to know you have a card.
Why?
Because there is a card that says
you can. And when you pull that card, we'll have to present our keepers.
Okay, I appreciate that. But if you get in the habit of putting it up there, then you will get in the habit of looking there, and then therefore we won't forget that all ships fucking move one.
I don't like that idea.
I know, I hate that.
This is different, though. This
we need
applies
to
everyone. Put
okay,
it there.
I got an idea, then. It's Germany. We'll put it here.
We know
it's
Germany.
The card. And put a German rondel just in case.
It's Britain's turn, right?
I've placed...
That's what I'm asking you.
I'm done. I'm done.
You're done. It's Britain's turn.
I gotta collect.
Britain, go.
Good luck in the cards, and good luck on your dice.
Major General.
Oh, there's a well... all the... Oh,
your budgeting was well done this year. There's an extra $12 million placed in your service.
That's a good card. That's a good card, people.
Mugsy?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We just scored $12 million.
Who?
Britain.
Nice.
Now my naval problem has been solved.
Hey, have you noticed that the cards are falling kind of the way they should?
Negative. We pulled a fucking Heil Hitler card.
No, I know, but
that's... somewhat even.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. This is a really good game for being, you know, I call it a flopsy game because you really don't know how it's going to go. We have an idea of what some of the cards are, so we can play against that. But what I meant is this... You wanted to do this? I mean, sorry, you wanted to do this? This card played to your advantage.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
No, it didn't.
Didn't you have a factory to lay down?
Yeah, as Rush, this is the thing. It's Russians.
What, who drew the card?
Russia. That's what I'm saying. It's a Russia's factory purchase puts 3 units down. When the fuck am I ever going to use that? It's going to sit in my hand.
Oh, it's Russia.
If it was the States, remember last time we played together and we did this?
Well, it would be an advantage if you dropped a factory at the end of the game near Soviet.
That's what I'm saying, at the end of the game.
Yeah. Unless you hold on to that card and you take over Norway and then you purchase and you drop.
Not as Russia, that's stupid.
That'd be a fantastic place for a factory. Because it's 3 more guys that would attack on the other side that I can never get to, except, wasting planes.
That's a waste. It's got to, Norway has to go to the States or
Norway,
UK.
Norway can go to anybody.
UK, you know what, Norway is better as the States. Because then you don't have to put any more vessels down here. You focus all your money over here.
Rockets
and
come in
advance.
And you can
still just buy on the land. You buy
come in advance, too. Rockets advance.
You put 2 units. I thought it was 2 units. You can put 2 States tanks down every round, which is big.
Yeah,
no, last time we had played at your place, I got it for the States, and I bought a factory, and I was able to put 3 units down.
Yeah, that fucking killed.
That killed you.
That was the game right there, right at the beginning. But I do like this 2 moves. It's a big sacrifice.
Because
when I'm Russia, I always try to be on the offense. But I always purchase defensively. So it's a very fucked up team to run.
As long as you can keep taking Eastern.
And you gave those up. That was your power. That was the only power you had left over there and you gave it up.
I burned a fighter to keep Eastern first round.
Exactly. Just
but
for
I
the
still,
block.
I still have my fighter. I still have a fighter.
I got 2 different aircraft types.
This game is fucking awesome with cards and with scientists.
Well, Dave has picked our brains even more in areas that we don't really care about. We don't really fuss about. Right? But he's saying, okay, so this retreat, if you can draw a retreat by moving a tank through friendly territory, that's fucking tickling the brain. That's a good idea. Can you do that? Yes, of course you could.
Yeah, with your tank you can.
Why could you not do that?
With a fighter you can't.
No, with the fighter you can't. Of course. But that's what I mean.
Well, Britain's got a fucking shit ton of money to spend. All right, well, I need one of those things that costs that much.
Yeah, those are good.
Sure, because I don't think you can take it.
That's what I can do.
You gotta take a piss.
It's time. Drop one in. It's and time. Two fighters
it's time
on
to do it
it's
right now.
Time.
You can put your.
It's time to buy one of those things that cost that much.
It is time.
Ray's gone. We bought a factory. Ray knows it too.
It's perfect timing, actually, because like you say, you can pick up one infantry, an offshore barrage of two fighters, and you're gonna have your tank and your fighter and two infantry.
So infantry, or India's solid right now, except the fact that. They don't want Germany blitzing up to Persia. And he pretty much can. Unless he wants to ensure he gets Kenya and South Africa the next round. But that tank can come through there and I don't like it. Oh, you know what I could do? I don't need that transport. It's useless.
Just send one infantry to Syria?
Drop right. One infantry from India to Syria. Bring the tank into India. Mm-hmm. And that makes it safe because he technically can bring a fighter... Or two fighters and an offshore barrage and an infantry from East Indies to
He's
India.
Not do that, man. Especially with us owning Quangkon.
Oh, you know what? I can bring my fighter back too as more defense.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I don't need to block Syria. Let them come. It doesn't matter because I can come back afterwards. America's going to have a factory there. The Russians are.
Plus, he's going to battle for French Indo.
We're good.
If he doesn't come after French Indo. Like, you know what I mean? He still
America
can't
puts a factory in French Indo, game over. You know what I mean?
It might happen.
Yeah. Okay, so I bought that, and I still have $28 left because of that $12 card I pulled. It's a awesome. Great time to pull that card, because if Japan pulled it...
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, we'd be fucked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, we were saying while you were gone, when I did this whole thing over in... Southeast Asia with a factory in Xinjiang for the States and factory in India for UK.
Right.
I got this card, which is the after purchase of
a factory,
you can put 3 units down of your choice. I got it for the States when him and I played and not recording or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So when I bought my factory, I was like, fucking right. I think I put 3 infantry. On
yeah, you could. Well, no,
just to be cheap and to be fucking defensive. And it was
game
fucking,
over. Yeah.
But the game still went on. Like, it went on for a while.
I've seen that Xinjiang factory bought many times. And many times, a round or two later, the Japanese steamroll it and take it.
Unless Russia goes in there.
But Russia's come in strong with 2 tanks, and now we have everything except Manchuria on the coast of Japan.
And they've taken Soviet Far East.
This Soviet Far East for $2. But we got 6 of their bucks there. And
that's big, man.
They could take Kwangtung back. I don't know if they could take French Indo back. Well, actually, he could take French Indo back, but it would be very costly. It's going to cost him a lot.
And the thing is, with all this movement with this Xinjiang factory, it keeps him out of the waters, and especially since he lost down there in Hawaiian NP9, as he is labeled, the shores of Hawaiian Islands.
Hawaiian, yeah.
I kept a fighter in a fucking carrier. That's mm-hmm. that's huge.
Battleship. Why am I saying that? He's not even here.
You could.
But America can't get up here this round. Surface warships are restricted to moving a one because of that card.
His turn just ended.
No. Japan's turn just... No.
It was Russian.
No, he just pulled that card now.
Did he?
Yeah. Second round, he pulled that. Because that's his keeper from the first round for Germany.
Right.
At the end of Russia's next turn, we can move 2. So that aircraft carrier that we got for free can't even make it to England now.
So that battleship is probably going to be useless.
No, right. So what I'm going to do is, with this money, I'm going to buy some aircraft because I lost my fighters.
No, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
He's got all kinds of fighters that can fuck up shit here. Bought that thing that cost that much.
Oh, did you buy the battleship?
And I'm going to... We're talking about that, actually. I think it's a bad idea this round.
It's 2 forests.
You got too many fighters that can come up and fuck around.
It'll kill 2 forests.
Yeah, but at the same time, dude, those fighters, if you don't buy anything, if you don't put anything in the waters...
Fighter's not restricted. The fighter can come up.
Right. If you don't put anything in the waters, you could buy a carrier and something else. If you don't put anything in the waters, those fighters are coming after Karelia.
You're right.
If I don't win in Eastern...
You're right, and I can put 2 American fighters on board.
You got a fighter backing up those troops. You should be able to leave yourself one troop and fly away.
Yeah, your mom can fly away. Two troops. You know what?
Two troops.
We don't need your advice. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. But
that's why I left some to come back.
And I can buy 10 infantry this round.
Mm-hmm.
I won't.
No, because you... Well,
two shots.
You might.
Okay, here's
another
question.
10 with the three.
Hey, rule sound.
You can't buy more than... you can't develop more than once on one development.
Okay, so I can spend a dollar on that, and I can spend a dollar somewhere else.
You can work on as many as you want, though.
Maybe on...
$3. $3, you're going to get something.
Okay. I'm spending $2. Mm-hmm. I'm spending one on Senior and one on Senior.
You don't have to tell me. That's a secret.
I'm looking for a 2 for that one.
Yes. You just tell me when you get it.
Yeah. And I'm looking for a 1 on Senior.
Listen again.
Dirty die.
Missed. Oh, you're right. That's what would have happened? I got it if I rolled a dirty die.
That does not apply.
It does not, so I can put an X percent. Yeah. Okay.
That was too exciting for me.
Well, right. That's a piss off.
It was exciting. Strategic bombing raid.
This is a fun game.
Your mom's a fun game.
My mom is 88 years old.
Your mom's not a
kind
fun
of
game
possibly
at all.
Possibly fun
what
game.
What am I talking about?
Except penny bingo.
You know how I could totally prevent him being able to do that? How? Smash it myself.
What, put a factory up?
2 1s on a 1.
Oh, I'll go after East Indies.
2.
Go after East Indies.
Yeah, same it's result.
Yeah.
Go after East Indies.
It's $2, man.
Are you out of your gourd?
It's $2 and it keeps India free from invasion.
I'll fucking get you back immediately.
You would have to go to Philippines or Borneo to go after
but
East
Indies. But if he did that, he could not drop off in India that round.
He's not
and this it. Tank can
what's
go here
point
to keep him from blitzing.
God.
You are totally safe.
Yeah. If I...
Hey,
I
mean, none of this.
Fighter one,
none
two
of this. You can't go take it over, go back. You can't
oh
do that.
Even if... You know what? I don't even have to take those guys. I can non-combat move my transport here. That prevents him from being able to pick up in East Indies.
I think you can ignore transport.
No, you can't.
No, not in this
there's
game.
No, they defend.
That's it. A fight.
Oh, yeah.
You can't pick up in East Indies. It's a sacrifice of 8.
Sacrificial.
I'm non-comming my transport
so
into there.
Therefore, you can bring your Indian guys.
And I can bring these guys here to French Indo.
How does that prevent me from going into there?
You can't pick that guy up and drop him off in India.
Well, why did you say go here?
If I non-combat into the East Indies C zone, you cannot pick up the guy in East Indies and drop him off in India and take it.
Right.
Because as it stands now, if my transport's not here, you can come in with a shore barrage, 2 fighters, and an infantry on India to kill 2 guys, I'd go for it.
Yeah, but you haven't even moved your tank yet.
Yeah, but not even.
Right, but now I can non-combat move
on
the
that
tank
same
to
note. On that same note, if he was to come into those waters, he would have to clear the waters. Therefore, he couldn't ignore this transport.
No shore
yeah maybe
no
shore
no offshore.
But if you go to East Indies, it's even better. You can't pick up.
That's right.
Yeah, but I could just come straight in.
With what?
You got nobody to pick up.
Yeah, I'm not within reach.
That's the beauty of it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all taken care of. I got a short browse over here. Nothing else.
Interesting game.
I might eventually, at one point during this long game, non-com Vancouver to Alaska. But not right now. Ready?
Yeah, you got some choices.
You have a short browse. 1.
Good luck.
Negative. You have a ACAC on my strategic bombing raid in Berlin.
Oh.
Or just outside of Berlin, which is where the factories are.
He's gonna keep looking at me.
I got fuck all.
No expert act.
No expert act. No, that's not a keeper. I would have to show that. That's an improvement.
Oh.
I choose this dice right here.
Oh, that one rolls low.
This is the one that I've been waiting for. Here we go. Oh.
Yeah. Some bitch. He shoots down the bomb air.
Roll it just to see what you would.
Negative.
Come on.
I do not waste dice.
Could
like
be
you
6.
Do, comrade.
Could be 1.
Negative. Yet.
That's a fucking beautiful non-com. Wait, fighter. Hey, don't forget about your fighter, car.
La la la.
Oh, you want to put him there?
Where do I want to put him? For defense.
Let's see. What can he bring in? If you're going to lose that fighter, or if it's going to that fighter's going to make a difference of a win, that's where, yeah, I'd
put him. Well, you're looking at 5-2.
He can bring six. He can bring six guys.
He can bring in the tank, these two infantry.
These two infantry.
These he can't bring. Oh,
yes, he can.
Yes,
if he wanted to, he could bring six guys.
Four infantry. Actually, he can go five infantry.
I wouldn't bring your fighter
with a shore barrage.
Don't bring your fighter in there. You want to save your fighter.
Five infantry. Hang on. Five infantry. One tank. Two fighters and a shore barrage. Is he getting more fighters? He's got one hiding in Japan. Can that reach? One, two, three, four. No, that fighter can't reach. So, he's going to have three threes and five ones against five twos and a four if I don't bring this in, or if I do, if I don't. Five twos you got.
Keep it, man.
Defending against five ones and three threes, you're right. You're right. Back to that. He's got more options in Xinjiang than he does in India.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what can he hit from India?
I'll be, you know, he's gotta either go that way to French Indo, or he can go up through your kit.
Yeah, that's right. If he,
it's not a directional thing, people.
He cannot take.
It's not a directional
thing. I think that if you put your fighter there, he will go after it just to kill your fighter.
He can't take China.
No, he can't take China.
If he's going after French Indo. He might totally ignore French Indo and fucking conglomerate Manchuria for a punch next round.
That'd be stupid.
No, I don't think so. Because if he goes to Manchuria, he's going to have a shit ton of guys in Manchuria that can go out.
As soon as you collect, I'm going
to
draw a card.
Yeah, but they'll only be able to go north.
Right. He does not want America building a factory in Vietnam.
Everything from here can go to China.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's the Brits' turn.
That's an American fucking factory in Vietnam if you don't take it back.
Collect
and
oak.
He doesn't want an American factory there. And in Xinjiang. I'm talking to my partner.
But you
can collect. Shut up.
You're done.
No, I'm not done until I place units. We're talking here.
Okay, place units and talk.
Either way, this fighter has to land here.
Oh, you're still non-comming. You got non-com.
That's what I
said. You're not placing units. You're still
I'm placing units when I'm done this.
It could just stay in.
Because that's the step of all.
I'm in the ethereal space between... No, I'm coming in place units. Yes.
I got actually, no, in China, he'd probably die.
In China, he'll probably die. If I put it in China, he'd be like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker just for shits and gigs.
Three planes and two infantry.
Right.
Yeah.
He needs Kwangtung, which he can take with the Soviet Far East guys. He needs French Indo even more.
Which he can't take from...
I never seen that, Dave. Thanks.
That's fine. Yeah, leave your fighter out of reach. That's all I'm saying. If you put him in India or Xinjiang, either way, he's out of reach. So
I don't know. We can kill a lot of... We can collect a lot of Japanese scalps, is all I'm saying.
Well, listen, I can do a lot of
that four. But watch how I roll fours.
Down.
Yes.
I know.
You don't see their faces, and they don't
just leave them there.
I got one after the third shot. That's right. Leave him on the attack.
Leave him for a punch.
You know. Now, if he's on attack, do I get a three? Hells yeah.
Yeah.
He's a four. He's guaranteed. Has a three. Nails.
Do you want me to roll back just to see?
Try. I roll a six, a five, and a three.
You guys are being ridiculous.
And what do I need? What are you coming in on?
Go for two.
Two what?
For two.
Two threes.
You're dead. Say, guys. See? Good job. All right. We're going to stay in China. Xinjiang. Okay, bye. I'm going to place my units. The United Kingdom has finished placing units.
Oh.
It's tough.
Isn't it tough?
It's not your turn. Shut up.
Isn't it tough laying down a carrier without protection?
No, because I know Germany doesn't go until after.
I know, but the thing is you got to think like crazy. You can't just slop it down there.
It's fucking $18, man. That's expensive.
That's right. It should take a hit.
I got $29. It does in global. And Britain is done. It is now... Time for Japan to make their massive decision they have to make.
Well, we do have some old blue cards that show... we did go crazy in that area. We didn't expand too far on that, but what we said is carrier takes two hits. Because let's face it, if fucking pretty hard to put down a carrier, man. It's a floating city.
Except
some of them fucking things are huge.
A carrier is probably the most changed unit, version to version, in Axis and Allies over the years.
It is, definitely.
$14.
To 16 to 18.
For an aircraft carrier in anniversary.
16, 18, it's been 16, the defense.
It was 18 originally. And Globalist, and Globalist 16 takes two hits. That's a different unit. It's been a different unit in just about every version of this game.
This is the best. This is the best. Because
it's so hard. But this for $18, Global, $18, or for Classic.
Yeah.
$18, fires back at three, attacks at one.
Yeah. And Global, not much of an attack on an aircraft carrier. Right. It's the deck that does the work.
But in Global...
Yeah, but defense is the big thing. It should have huge
defense. Fuck, it's got guns all over it. It's loaded
with guns. It does have huge defense if there's two fighters on it.
Yes. Yeah, but,
I mean, it's
there's an idea. Lonely. You could have fighters attack, or carriers attack at one, defend at two when they're empty. Attack at one.
No, because
defend at three with the fucking loaded carrier.
Because the fighters do the defending.
But now you've got deck guns with fighters in the air. Those deck guns are going to pick off a couple.
Deck guns shouldn't change because there's fighters. The fighters are rolling their own
decks. No, they shouldn't. You're crazy right now.
The fighters out there that's attacking you have no fighters out there to attack, so they're going to attack you.
Right, but the fighters are their own defense.
Mm.
You're talking jive.
You know what? You're right. It's a very controversial piece, and it's changed
in every version of the game.
Drawing a new card. It says right here,
even if he won,
mass meltdown of scrap metals allow two anti-aircraft guns to be built, placed separate from each other in a strategic manner.
Isn't that special? All you had to
do. Can we mulliganize?
If we're golfing.
Oh, we're not golfing. We're playing Axis and Allies.
You can't change anything now,
mulligans.
People.
We forgot you can't move your transports.
What do you mean?
Two spaces.
Doesn't matter. Your French Indo is not yours at all. You couldn't get the
French Indo anyway.
Even if you wanted to. No, you couldn't bring anybody into India. It's
one to
or
pick
French
up and two to back.
So
we fucked up.
You know, he is going to Manchuria, by the way.
Did you want to go like this? Did you want to go like this?
I want to keep him there.
Not do you there. Realize that this one here cannot attack this one now?
That's right, yes.
Okay, because you did throw that into your little work.
I did, I forgot. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Even one better.
But so you know what? Like this. When you forget...
I'll let you go back to here people.
No. People, we're going to keep it the way it is.
I need a calling here, people.
We're going to keep it the way it is. We made strategic...
observations.
Mistakes based on not remembering. That's our fault.
I know.
You should not be punished for that. Now you have a free shot at... nothing, because you have no fucking buddy to pick up.
Anyways, you can kill our transport if you want.
I have no.
This guy couldn't do anything anyway.
That's the only reason.
Ideally,
you're a safe zone.
Ideally, this transport with two movements could have gone down to Australia.
That's right.
But no, we moved him to East Indies.
You can only move. That's correct.
And that's fine. We'll do that.
That's correct.
Next round, if he's alive, which he won't be, he can do something else.
Clear as mud.
But he can't now. So. I had one cigar.
Oh, a cigar.
No, I haven't had any cigarettes.
And he didn't even enjoy it.
Cool. Yeah, he even stopped and said, I said, he was holding it way away from him. Not liking
I just wanted to smell it. I should have bought him and had these guys smoke them so I could smell them.
I should
have a cigarette smoke. That's buddy.
I don't even
when
know
I
how to
came in here,
this,
I really wanted to fucking
this
bomb
is a
smoke
tough
off
card.
Somebody, but I never did.
That card is useless.
Because it not only is it kind of a useless card, but it works against you. You got to be careful. They could capture these and take them away.
Yeah.
Like, if I put it up here, he could.
I can come into there. Yeah,
down the road.
If by the time
when I say he, I mean they.
I can come in right now. The states from Alaska can come into Soviet.
Exactly. So, here is safe, because nobody can move two.
That's the only good thing about
actually
having a
tits on a nun.
Was it? Yeah.
Well, there's fighters around Manchuria. I mean, they're going to be there.
Yeah, I know. That could be a gift, and you could move it in two.
On my 100th birthday, it'll be 60 years since I had a cigarette.
You're funny.
What kind of fucking stats is that?
We quit on my 40th
Those
birthday.
Are the most useless stats, excuse me, that I've ever heard.
Hey, at what point in your life will you be able to say, I haven't had a cigarette in 60 years?
Oh, no, that's gone.
Yeah. You're not going to live to be 110.
That's
I could possibly live to be 100, but you're not going to live to be 110.
Especially now since you've
been No, not even.
You win,
every
man.
2 weeks, you my win. Lungs fill with the secondhand smoke, which is actually firsthand smoke.
But you're not getting the firsthand and the secondhand. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's all the same. If I'm in a room with smokers, it's just as bad as smoking. But
should I light up? I'm starting
the other fucking 13 days.
Should we open a door or turn on a fan? Or?
But the other 13 days, I'm not fucking smoking.
You win, man. I can't believe you quit. I will be more amazed when I quit.
Till my 100th birthday. And then I will have won.
Come talk to me. I'll be like,
he's looking really warm.
I'll be like, you remember 40 years ago when it was illegal to buy a pack of cigarettes? I never did. Yeah. And now it's been 60 years since I had one.
Oh, man, the liquor store, Dave. Oh, you're drunk.
Oh, no, come on. We got to make the liquor store.
What do you need?
I don't know. I need something I can drink.
Well, then go. This is how I went. It's the liquor store.
None of
and
us.
And you know what?
None
my
of us.
I was only the second most pathetic looking person in the
I'll
fucking liquor store.
I'll drive you right in for me.
No, you'll drive and he'll go in for you. I am covered in mud. I'm not going there
pick
twice.
Him.
I'm not covered in
pick
mud.
Him. Pick him.
Somebody, I'll try Muggsy somebody running win. For me.
Muggsy like was suggesting asshole. We buy wine today, too.
Yeah, Muggsy was talking wine. Yeah.
I remember thinking of you.
See?
He was thinking about himself. He's
perfect.
Like,
maybe we should drink wine today.
Really? Did you say
it was a joke.
It was
it
a joke.
Not like that.
But if it wasn't, we'd have some
it's
wine.
Like, hey,
we don't.
Maybe we should drink some wine all day.
Yeah, maybe we should suck a bunch of dicks too. That would be equally heterosexual.
I didn't really know that dicks came in bunches.
Well,
they come in bags.
You know, I know grapes come in bunches.
Bag,
bananas.
You get a bag of dicks, you can get a bunch of dicks.
Do they really come in bunches? Like, do they come?
They're bags.
In bunches.
He says bags.
It depends on which movie
we're
going to
need
watching,
more
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, I told you.
And whiskey. And
yeah,
napkins.
No, I just spilled ice.
We need napkins, ice, and
what do you mean we're going to need more beer? We had 18 beers
left.
And a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, there's only 3 left.
Muggsy and I need to drink more whiskey and less beer.
Yeah, drink whiskey.
But you're not going to do that, and it's only 4 o'clock.
He says that every week, though. He's an exaggerator.
Who?
You.
There's 3 left?
We're going to need more beers.
Well, I like going home with
does
beer.
That sound familiar? Yeah, because he says it every fucking other Sunday.
That is true, but I kind of agree with him maybe this week.
Well, let's see. I don't know.
No,
beer
I
right
did
now.
Say that there
three.
Was...
Three.
I
are
said,
you going to need another beer at any point in
there's
the future?
There's not
three beers left, you liar.
There's 2 beers left.
We're going to need more
and
beers.
There's, yeah, we're going to be... Like it's,
him and I have been drinking too much beer. How much whiskey's left? That's
yeah,
not much of that
not
either.
Much.
What do you got left in there? Maybe you
thank God Tanya's going to the liquor store.
Well,
with
well,
one of you guys.
I'm going to roll a fatty just for her. Yeah, because I don't really have any until she gets here.
Japan. It's your turn, Japan.
Do you know that the West Edmonton Mall had more subs than the Canadian Armed Forces for a very short time?
Really? What do you mean?
Because we sold our subs. They went into...
Submarines.
Submarines.
Actual attack
actual
vehicles.
Actual submarines.
Right. Not sandwiches. Okay.
Not sandwiches.
The West Edmonton Mall had more
West
subs
Edmonton
than
Mall.
The Canadian Navy.
That's right. We had one on one coast, and they had two.
We have 2 coasts. We have 3 coasts, if you count Arctica.
Because what happened was... That's
Arctica
true. That's
place.
A good point.
We have 3 coasts.
That's where it's warm. That's the only place where it's warm.
Arctica?
In a sub. That's
yes.
the only place, man. Fuck, you'd be better off in a sub than you would out in the freaking... But anyways, what happened is we sold off our old crap, and it went
to who?
Oh, it goes to government.
You know what? It's actually, we sold our subs to the government?
It's actually
it
rather
is
warm
the government.
It's fucking chilly outside.
Hey, it is the government.
How
so,
do you sell
hey,
your old
you
subs
that
to the government?
Hey,
did you know
the military
going through the canal?
He's telling us how the West Edmonton Mall had more subs than the Canadian Navy.
Yeah, probably.
It
probably
did.
Had them on,
for a
on
very
show
short
with nothing in them, just skeletons
yeah.
that were more than the fucking... I mean,
what we did is we had one sub on one coast, and I forget which...
Did you know there was a sub that went through the canal recently?
Yes.
I wish I
that
could
is the,
remember.
The
fucking...
That is the HM...
I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Geez.
I didn't know until the day after
the HMCS Ojibwa.
Yeah.
Your Majesty's Canadian ship, Ojibwa.
Yeah.
Mm. It was and beauty, man. It was huge.
Ojibwe? Or Ojibwa?
Well,
huge.
Either way.
Ojibwe.
fucking gentle.
Yeah, I know, eh? It looks just like a big whale.
Yeah, it was all blue, darkish blue, black, whatever.
Yeah.
It was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, did you go see it in live?
No, I wish.
No, Wendy was
Zach would have fucking shit his pants.
Wendy he loves was that there. Type
of shit, man.
Wendy was there. She waited.
I take like, Zach to museums and shit, like old ass.
Good.
I want to
take him to the 1812 fucking... one.
Yeah, I'll it's go not open with yet. You. It's not open yet. Well, if you want to go with us, pick
it's
us
open.
Up.
It's got to be open.
You may go.
She...
I gotta take a piss like crazy.
Okay, hurry up there, Mugs, because I'm purchasing for Jabbers.
Go and, yes, Japan. Oh my God, it's been Japan's turn for an hour and a half.
Well, we haven't done anything. We've been shooting the shit.
Go.
Your turn.
But you guys do have me on a little bit of a ropes.
Do I need to poke him? Where's my stick?
I can still only move.
Hey! Your turn.
Hey, easy! Did you hear him? That's so funny.
And we're back. And it's still Japan's turn an hour and a fucking half later.
It should be Ed.
Oh, and Japan does not have the ability to move more than one space, and we fucked up. As Britain, we were like, we gotta make sure he can't take India, and we forgot. Germany pulled the card that says, due to a shortage of natural resources, all Axis and Allies surface ships move one space for one round. So Japan's massive transport navy cannot do much damage at all. All. We're still in round two. This is pathetic.
It is bad. We're slow.
It's alright though.
We're so, focused, but we're slow.
After this week, Ray, we don't have to record until January. So we're all good.
Well, it's going to be tough. It's always tough to get through the... To get through, I'm sure. It's tough to get...
It's tough to play this game. Oh my God, it's like war. It's really hard. Oh, jeez. Japan is engaged.
And unst, tunst.
In non-combat movement. I wish. They're actually engaged in combat movement phase.
You want to roll for a minute? Pick up the pace a little bit. Holy shit, it's been hours since I rolled those aces.
Oh, it's fucking 5 o'clock.
Way too long, way too long. I got a little battle right here. I got an offshore barrage. That's all I got. There's one. Gotcha. No retaliation in that. Get rid of that tank. Two ones. Miss. And a couple of threes. Oh, you can hit me twice.
Looking at a deuce. Roll holy six.
Fuck. Two ones. Junk. Two threes.
Hit!
Me. You.
Ready?
Roll anything but a
so
one.
It turns out we did.
How many dice? Ice.
One.
Where's that ice?
I rolled a five.
Did you put both bags in here?
Miss. Mom did.
Again.
But I wasn't here for that.
Again.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Don't talk to him, Isaac. We're on a roll.
Yeah. I got to roll again, and what am I looking for?
Japan's turn almost done.
Show me where. Then I'll kill you.
Hey, now.
I'll what's for sure kill here? You. You missed me twice.
Hey, why do I have a tank here and there's still guys in front?
Missed you twice.
He brought in a battleship on a transport and missed me twice.
Have you hit him?
No.
It's a one.
Hit him. It accounts for
that is against the Geneva Convention.
That is I rolled my dice and bounced out of my dice box and led into his, and it was a four, and it missed. And that one rolled across eastern Canada.
Make it on the yellow.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Fuck you!
Well, I'm just going to repair it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, it's a battleship. I got to do that.
Do it again! Yeah! Oh my God, the house would have come down.
That would have been fucking awesome. I can't believe a transport even damaged the battleship.
That's tweetable. Still tweet it.
No, I'm not tweeting it.
You can't.
You could have left it side by side, taking a little picture.
Why is there one tank? Sorry, by the way, in Kwangtung, why is there one tank sitting here? But there's
oh, he's done. He didn't take off his units. I've marked the board already. I crushed.
I got to take this in my rondelle then?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because like, I'm just walking in.
Well, not necessarily.
He hit me once. I came in with two infantry. He's got pictures. Go back. I'm telling you. Mugsy, I came in with an offshore barrage. Offshore barrage.
Killed that tank.
Missed.
That's why it's here.
Missed.
Oh, then why the fuck?
I rolled two ones and a three. Two threes. I hit. He rolled back. He hit one. I rolled. I hit him. He missed.
I'm trusting the guy who has no sleep.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, actually. I feel better than if I slept, I think.
You do. You look better than
if you do.
I do.
I look better.
I feel like...
That's what I said earlier, man. It doesn't look like it.
Well, is Japan done, actually?
Mm-mm.
No.
Planes aren't landed.
I have one battle left.
Combat. Your
tank
planes.
Hasn't been fucking non-commed.
And your plane's in Guangdong. Did you mark the board when you took that?
This does.
He said he did.
This does not have to move. Yes, I marked the board.
It doesn't have to move.
So it won't. And these guys are just going to go home. These have not used anything.
Yes, we understand.
So this one.
Tank.
We'll drop off.
To fuck up Russia later on. Later.
What are you going to do since you can only move once?
One tank.
Yes, and it
will go here. But it won't be this one. It'll be this one coming back. Wait, pick up, drop off. This right here is going to go one.
Good,
this one right here is going to go one.
Cannot go any further.
Yeah. One, two, three. Now you can reach that.
What tank? There was no tank here.
You can.
No, tank from here went into here.
Because
he moved it from there. All
right.
There's a transport up here, and I went one.
Allow it.
Yeah, it's clear. Clear as mud.
Clear as mud.
Now it's going to be America's turn, and it's going to be all on you, bro, because I got to go make pizzas.
Okay. All right, cool.
Butte.
You got a whole... But, hey, when Russia's done...
Hey, before you leave, cheers.
Or when America's done...
Cheers.
Hang on. I'm going to wait till America's done.
All right, boys. Well, let's log it all. She rolled. See? Notice it does say surface ships.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I only used it once. And that there has not been...
Nothing, no subs are
nothing.
In effect. If you
so
went
you
to
got
Wake,
subs.
If you went to Wake instead of Okinawa, I would definitely be going after that ship.
I know. Well, it's planes, too, that I was concerned
but
about.
But my subs can meet up with my Navy, which is nice.
Yeah, and your ships can come over one.
They can, yeah.
If they want to, but they're going to be vulnerable. But you'll have a little backup to pick up what I have left from that fight, if I have anything at all. Because I'll be able to get you with everything next time. Well, except this guy. I never look at an aircraft carrier as an attack vessel. Never. You don't attack with an aircraft carrier. Really. You attack with everything on the aircraft carrier, which is an onslaught of fucking...
What's going on? What's this jack wagon trying on?
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, what are you trying to develop? What are we trying to develop? Oh, yeah, I remember.
For America?
Yeah, I got
it's none of my business.
No, you're right. I got $2 towards that. Looking for twos.
Hey, that chick's taking off again.
Taking off what?
You wish.
That's what I want to know. A boy was in the bathroom. His mom was in the tub. He pointed to her crotch and said, hey, what's that, mom? She said, that's her daddy hit me with the axe. He said, pretty good shot. Got you right in the cunt.
Rotten Ronnie joke. That's the right
joke. That's a Rotten Ronnie joke. Yeah. Rotten Ronnie. Oh.
Rats.
Butterflies.
Rats.
Big, bold, beautiful butterflies. Very good, Laura. Build it up so that this guy's just a
Ours.
Fucking rat. Oh,
good job.
Good job.
There's no swear word. There's no cursing that starts with R. That's what sets it all up. There's no cursing that starts with R.
Well, it starts with R. What did he say?
Yeah.
Rotten.
Nothing.
It's perfect.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Go ahead, Johnny. Rat. Very good, Johnny. Rats with big fucking cocks this long.
Big fucking rats with cocks this long.
Big fucking rats with cocks this long.
I told that joke to a few people, even some religious guys, and they fucking laugh.
It's still funny, you know, because it's almost kind of out of the mouth of babes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like babies.
Yeah. I gotta collect.
You're gonna pull a card for America?
$24 million for Japan.
Did you not pull a card? Do not do your developments before you pull a card.
Alright, give me a card.
No, you take a card first.
What's the card say?
Don't read it.
Doesn't say anything.
I gotta read it to you, and you dropped it like a drunk.
Do not stain it in any way. Do not bend it.
Because I whipped it.
We won't know what
kind. You shouldn't have been able to read it.
Oh no! Oh, big reaction!
Uh-oh. Read the card,
oh,
sir.
Oh, it's the
sire.
Americans sire. Touchdown and sink.
I am still saying it,
sire.
Sire,
our subs are having trouble rejoining.
Not the Suez.
Yep.
Fucker.
Guess what? They're not surface warships.
Oh yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, but they got nothing around.
Oh, battleship. Wounded battleship.
You could do a sneak attack. Now, draw, and see, this is where you get all horny and shit, and you buy more cards.
I've been horny all day.
I'm already at sex for a
Edit.
Sire, your cock having a hard time hitting shit.
American?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
On both sides?
Both sides, yeah, they're having trouble.
Insane. In fucking sane.
Well, no wonder, because...
Yeah, it's the
that's perfect scenario. Perfect scenario.
All right, I got
scenario.
$3 going towards ship.
That's because whoever's
I'm
running the locks
two
one, tonight
or two
is
twos.
Opening the wrong
I'm looking
gate.
For two. Got it.
Fuck off. What'd you get? What'd you get?
Long-range surface ship, so it does not come into effect yet.
Oh.
But you can rondel the ship for me.
Long-range? Hey, whoa, whoa. We got a, hang on. Whoa. We got a rules question now.
You can hit Berlin from USA.
While there is a restriction on surface ships moving only one space, and you develop long-range
yep.
surface ships,
yeah.
how far can those surface ships go during this
Still
round?
One. Still one.
Only no. one. Only
Hang
one.
Hang on.
That's
you
right.
develop long-range.
Yeah, but, yeah,
doesn't
but the
matter.
Card,
it's
the card
one.
Says.
The card,
even if you had the development
yeah.
when the card came
the card
into play,
takes
the card
from,
takes priority.
Hang
it's
on.
Trump.
The card takes from 2-1.
Right.
The card he just pulled, or development he just got, takes you from 2-3. That's
you mean
50% more.
Yeah, I agree, but it's specifications of
yeah.
the card.
Right, all right. Then,
because
all right.
It doesn't say one less, it says just one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're right.
But you do have a good point. Maybe I should.
That could be a new card, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know how you have a couple that say with certain stipulations to change up the card? You do have a couple generals that
yeah.
you stipulated to
yeah.
make a difference. Like but, this yeah. one says surface warships. The other one says all warships.
Well, this one says
surface.
Only axes. No, it says yours.
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 But, yeah, but there's
sucks.
A few different ones. There's yours.
That's
the there's
worst.
All ships.
That's
then,
that?
No, that's surface. Then there's all.
Oh, right.
There's three different
and then,
ones.
That's right. And then there's yours.
Yeah.
Right. So that's right, Dave. There's
Sorry,
three Dave. Cards that
here.
Fuck you up.
Okay, I'm going for another two.
Get out of my waters. I'm going to come after you now, okay?
That's fine.
Can you imagine if I drew the one that said... Oh, yeah, Dave, a recap on what Isaac and I were talking about.
Aye.
There's three cards that's got to do with natural resources. One is your ships can't move. The other one is all Axis and Allies surface ships, and the other one is all ships.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can think of a fourth...
Those can't even fucking move.
But you can't, because there's kind of like
Fighters
three elements
hit,
to work.
Fighter might
and
land on
think
here,
of a
right?
fourth would be
want
great.
Fighter on here. Aye. You want both fighters on
oh,
here.
Oh, aye, both, yeah, aye.
Turn is it, and why are you doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
It's America.
America don't do that.
Turn. America's coming from Alaska because they non-commed up to there in their first round.
Yeah, I know.
Can't believe it's only second round.
A beaut move.
You're not coming up
now
anywhere?
Now that we can only move one space, I'm moving over to Soviet
yeah,
Far East to retake soils from the Japanese to give
listeners,
back to the Russians.
Don't look.
And also I'm going
There's
into Kwantung again to try and take another 3 mil, which would put me up $6 million.
2 mil.
Which would fuck me.
Two mil.
Those are three. Three, three, and three all along the side. This is for Russia. I stated that. This is for the States.
Oh, good luck in
mil.
Good luck in that.
Which is putting them 40 plus.
And I'm hoping you'll have two tanks and one infantry left. Two tanks aren't there yet. You're going to drop
my fighter will be left and an infantry left.
That's a good cult. All
right. Starting it off.
Let's do her dog. The
oh,
bones
plus
are freezing.
I get a sub down here. I'm going to start up here.
Oh, you're doing
Far East.
You're not doing this?
No, I'm doing that.
Well, then you got it. Is this full battle?
It's a full battle.
Full battle.
Well, actually, if I'm going to hit it too, I'm
see,
hit
you're
going to
get
right,
one
you're
shot.
Right, you're right.
You only get one shot. If you miss, I fire back, and then you got to
no, go. I always go full battle.
You always
short
go
rush.
Full battle.
Are you fucking with my men? What did you do?
Get the dogs out.
Raisin. That's your new name, Raisin.
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 Nice. Two ones and a three.
That's a cool name. I never thought about that as I was having names. Babies, boys, children.
Racing. It didn't work the other way.
Could be a race car driver.
Race dot.
What?
What's your name? Serena? No, Race dot.
Yeah, Race Sun and Race dot. Why wouldn't people? Yeah, they just didn't do it back then. Your name's Blacksmith. What do you do for a living?
Dad, hammer shit. Blacksmith. No, yeah, my dad hammered shit. If your name was Blacksmith, son.
You got the offshore garage?
I already it's right there.
Oh, dog, I'm sorry. I'm catching up. Miss?
Rush up, too. Japanese down, too.
Oh, sorry, I'm so far behind with laughter.
2 ones and a 3.
Japan feels down, too. Where's Japan down to?
Oh, there we
go. And a 3 hits.
Crank that's on. The States.
Japan's at 22 points.
Putting Rush up, I know. Japs are down 2, 3.
What's going on here?
I just hit him. He's ready. He's got to defend himself.
Howdy. Miss.
Andy.
States up 3. Good. States up 3.
And when I say Andy died.
States up 3. Jeff down 3.
Meant, Yoshi died.
Oh, I got a 2. Hit.
Yes.
I don't care if he kills me.
I know.
Where?
I know. I know.
Got rid of his battles.
You know what?
Bickety bam.
I don't even want to roll this. Oh, Jeff,
you didn't suck junk. Back already. Now you're gobbling cock.
Oh, junk.
Yeah, East Indies.
See, one sip of whiskey and I can't bring the yellows
that'll
up.
That'll ship dead. That'll teach you.
Yep.
To eat
cock. What happens if I roll that on your board?
Junk. Miss.
Jinx on your turn. Well, dog, that changes everything.
Changes a little bit.
Because right. Now you could physically go after cargo ships. I don't like that. You will die.
Seriously, round 2?
I know, and so much has happened.
Jesus crap.
Love cards. Has anybody developed anything yet? You got long range. You got long range, and I boned you.
Surface.
I didn't want to, though.
I should have rolled for heavy transport.
Yeah, yeah, land out there. Yeah.
You know, the nice thing is you can suck back and reload.
It's going to take a round.
We want to kill these
guys. Yeah, but it's good. I was thinking you could put a fire.
What's this? What's that?
No, not there. Here. You can't get over there.
I was thinking you had British fighters to put on, but you haven't.
He's got a British aircraft carrier sitting in the Northern Sea. It's got 2 American Corsairs. Are those Corsairs? Why do we not have the Corsairs over?
Because Corsairs go over there, and he didn't have them over there. He's got a war rock over there.
Okay, clear as mud.
Fucking Corsair on that.
Yeah, get that.
All right,
the Pacific.
Over here,
why
we're
are you
using,
so gay?
I'm not gay.
What are you using?
You're a little gay.
Using Mustangs?
Yeah, Warhawks in the Soviet Far East. There we go.
They've been doing just fine there, Dave.
The F4F Corsair.
Look.
I always end up finding the number 9.
Vehicles.
Fucking
beautiful. I want to climb in it.
The USS Ted Williams.
Hey, I told you about one.
I always find the Williams right away because that was my hockey number. It was number 9. So
number 9, Ted Williams.
I told
also Gordie Howe.
Excuse me. I told Dave. Muggsy, I told Dave about the black and white Corsair.
Yeah, out that's of the fucking
Anzac.
New Zealand and shit.
It's Anzac. You can find it on the internet. You'll like it. It's pretty cool.
Is America done?
America is done.
Oh, thank God for World War II.
Wow, that was a long one, guys.
And thank God for Africa taking up fucking 25% of the board. And thank God for... We're done. Round 2. Classic. Axis and allies with cards, with scientists, with all that shibby. We're drunk as fuck.
Chug a lug a poke toke. Eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck fight, hold the light, carry out the dead.
There you go.
Do something.
Good day, Amorephers.